This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. It appears students involved in the senior prank at Fort Madison High School 1 week ago will be able to participate in graduation after all. The Fort Madison Police Department says 19 high school seniors took part in the prank. They covered the school in toilet paper, smeared Vaseline throughout the building, poured Red Bull on the basketball court, and lit toilet paper on fire. The students were identified through video surveillance. They say they were kicked out of school and banned from graduation. Superintendent Erin Slater posted a brief statement on the school district's Facebook page Friday afternoon. She said a mandatory meeting with the students involved and their parents took place Thursday. Slater said it was decided during the meeting that students can participate in graduation if they work in the district this week, but she did not say if every student was at the meeting or if every student took the deal. The statement also failed to mention what type of work the students would have to do or if the school board will consider a policy banning senior pranks. Slater did conclude her statement by asking the community to move forward, describing the senior prank as one of the most divisive issues in the district. Tri-State's Public Radio called Slater within 5 minutes of the release of the statement, but was told she was not available. Slater later said in an email that she could not comment further because the situation involves student discipline. Fort Madison's graduation is scheduled for June 2nd. The students also face criminal charges, but Lee County Attorney Ross Braden says he's working on a solution that helps them avoid a criminal record. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.